There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I just wanna rollie, rollie, rollie with a dapper ranch. I already got some designer to hold on my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Have you looking at it, put you in a trance. I just wanna rollie, rollie, rollie with a dapper.
The Rolex song. Who knew such a thing existed?
Bet you did.
A rollie, rollie, rollie. Is that what their nickname was? A rollie?
Producer Georgia assures me that is about the Rolex watch.
Yeah, well, the ticking song, ticking sound in the background kind of gave it away a little bit.
I don't know if it was the authentic Rolex tick. Anyway, we're talking Rolexes because yesterday they opened their new showroom in Dubai, but not just any showroom, the biggest Rolex showroom in the world. Three floors of Rolex. Roger Federer was there for the opening. So was Mohammed Abdelmajid Siddiqui. He's the chief commercial officer of Siddiqui Holding. Of course, Ahmed Siddiqui is the retailer in Dubai for Rolex. Now, later on in the interview, I ask him, how can you justify such massive investment? And it's beautiful, obviously, but clearly not cheap in terms of fit out, in terms of rent. And how can you justify that when we know these are tough times for retailers in Dubai, particularly luxury retailers? He answers that question later on, but first of all, he began by describing the store.
It is considered the biggest boutique in the world. It is on three levels, two of which have are showcasing watches, and the third level is an experience level where we do not sell watches. We have a theater, we have a room where we will be changing every couple of months to let the consumers and the watch lovers of Rolex to understand the history of Rolex, where they have started from, where they have reached, what is different in Rolex from other brands in terms of sports, in terms of diving, in terms of yachting, in terms of tennis, and to educate people that Rolex is not a matter of lifestyle only, but it is life itself.
It's a beautiful space. It feels like walking into the Four Seasons Hotel. Yeah. How do you, as a very experienced retailer, how do you convert that experience into someone buying a Rolex? Because ultimately, to justify this investment, it has to be about dollars and cents. What's the science or thinking behind that?
Well, looking at Rolex, the brand started in 1905 by Mr. Vance Hilsdorf. He created this demand for having the first waterproof wristwatch ever made, which was, if I'm not mistaken, 1926. And for us, with the years that we've been working into watches, we gained the experience, and the relationships we have with the brand principals made us come to where we are today. And if you think about it, we've been in the business since 1950, even a bit earlier, officially 1950. And we didn't open the first boutique until the early 90s. So we have missed out many years in not looking into this. But again, it's a market trend and what is the requirement of the market. And then since the 90s, we've been opening the boutiques and having celebrities coming here, always linked to the brand, to do the grand openings and to cater to our customers in Dubai and the region.
We'll get on to Roger Federer being here in a second, which is a wonderful thing. But you're a savvy businessman. You've been around a long time. And I know that our listeners are going to text in saying, how can they justify that kind of investment in what is a tough time for luxury and what is a tough time for retail? And globally, what is quite a tough time for Swiss watches? Because you've clearly asked yourself these questions, yes, as well, and decided, yes, we will go ahead with this investment anyway. Can you explain your thinking behind that?
Looking at the business and the region in general, it's not been stable for the past couple of years, but I think for us in Dubai, we're blessed. We have His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the Vice President of the UAE, who's not giving only the support to the city and the country, but he's even supporting the tourism, the businesses, and everything. So today we are facing some issues in terms of retail, in terms of luxury retail, more even than retail, but it will never stay like this. One day things will get better and things will be as they were. So we have to be ready in these hard times by coming up with strong base so that once things get stable, we are there and ready.
I guess you and your family have been through more business cycles than I can probably count on one hand, but you've seen this before, I guess, haven't you? A downturn and upturn, a downturn and upturn. What has that experience taught you and your family?
It's a lesson. And I remember when we had the global crisis in 2007-2008, we made sure as a family not to fire any of our staff, not to close down any of our stores. We invested heavily on training our team to even better cater to our end consumers and deliver the best service possible once the hump of the crisis was gone. And by 2010, everything was well, things got better, and we were stronger than ever.
So who's going to shop in this store? To what extent would it be people like you and I who live here in the UAE and want to buy a luxury watch? To what extent will it be tourists from China, from India, from wherever it may be?
Well, it's targeting everyone. Today, being in a prominent location in the Dubai Mall is an advantage itself. And Dubai Mall invites people from all over the world, not only the local community. So we are expecting, and since a few days, we see that the traffic flow is from nationalities that sometimes we never hear of as well. So that's interesting, and that's the power of Dubai.
How does that affect the makeup of staff here when you appoint staff and the languages they speak and the cultures they understand? What's the mix here?
Well, we make sure that we have a mix of more than 10 languages in each shop. Mainly, we make sure that in each shift, we have an Arabic speaking, a Chinese speaking, and a Russian speaking, which are the majority of the clients that are visiting Dubai. English is a must, obviously, for all the staff.
But more long term, the luxury Swiss watch industry, the mechanical Swiss watch industry, of which Rolex is, of course, the standard bearer. Where does that go in the coming decades in an era of smartwatches?
I believe that the smartwatches have added an extra value for Swiss watches. And a lot of people ask me why. Because, and the reason, in my opinion, is simple. A few years ago, when the market was introduced by smartwatches, majority of the Swiss watch industry was threatened. But I looked at it in a very positive way, because the smartwatches are making the younger generation, or the millennials, or the new generation, get used to having something on their wrist.
A couple of final questions. This one is about digital. I think I know your answer, but I'll ask it anyway, because people will text in saying, Mr. Siddiqui, why not just forget about this store? Why not just sell your watches online? You could save yourself a fortune in terms of rent, fit out, staff. I'd love to hear your answer to that question.
It's an experience. It's not like buying a pair of shoes or clothes, where again, it's an issue with the sizes, but a watch is a sentimental gift or a product that it's not a device that gives time only, but it's your lifestyle. It's a character from you. So people still prefer to come to a shop and have the experience and purchase what they like and see the options rather than buying it online. So I think the experience for watches will stay there, even with the digital world coming very strong.
Can't end without a question on Roger Federer, who was here today, a great friend of yours and of Rolex over the years. What does he add to the brand? Apart from a bit of star quality, what does Roger Federer add?
Well, Roger Federer, okay, number one, he's Swiss, so he fits well with the brand. Number two, he's a very simple person, easy to talk to, which represents the motto of Rolex. So they fit well, very well together. He loves Dubai. He's been the number one for God knows how long now. And he has titles that no one can beat. And it fits well because Rolex is number one in the industry today. And no one can compete with Rolex. And Roger Federer is the same. He broke records and he created history in tennis. So they are a perfect match. And both start with R.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Mohammed Abdelmajid Siddiqui, the Chief Commercial Officer of Siddiqui Holding, talking to me yesterday at the launch of the new Rolex store in Dubai Mall. It is the world's biggest.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.